I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Teresa Tomlinson officially launched her 2020 U.S. Senate bid this morning. The former mayor of Columbus said she wants to bring smart, pragmatic governance to Washington, D.C. She also discussed her concerns about the immigration system, the impact of tariffs on Georgia farmers, and health care. A bipartisan group of Southern senators held a press conference yesterday imploring Congress to pass a bill that includes disaster aid for farmers impacted by Hurricane Michael. Republican David Perdue of Georgia says relief is taking too long for people trying to recover from hurricanes, floods, and other disasters.
This Hurricane Michael hit exactly in the week, literally the week of harvest for a number of major crops, and it totally destroyed much of the Georgia economic engine called agriculture.
He was joined by Georgia's other senator, Republican Johnny Isaacson, Florida Republican Rick Scott, and Alabama Democrat Doug Jones. A deal seems unlikely to happen soon as lawmakers continue to fight over how much aid would go to Puerto Rico. Lawyers for a man who's scheduled to be executed this week are asking the Georgia Parole Board to spare his life. Scotty Garnell Morrow is set to be put to death Thursday. He was convicted of murder in the deaths of two women nearly 25 years ago. The State Board of Pardons and Paroles will hold a clemency hearing today. Morrow's lawyers argue that spontaneous emotional murders are not usually punished by death. The Parole Board is the only authority in Georgia that can commute a death sentence. And a Georgia bill aimed at keeping schools safe in the wake of mass shootings across the country has raised concerns among lawmakers and activists who are urging Republican Governor Brian Kemp to veto the measure. Critics of the proposal delivered a petition to the governor's office yesterday saying vague language requiring schools to report, quote, suspicious incidents to authorities could lead to racial profiling and over-policing. Supporters of the bill say the goal is to identify problems before they happen. The measure also mandates that public schools receive threat assessments and conduct regular response drills. Well, a number of Georgia high schools are being recognized in the U.S. News nationwide report ranking the top 500 high schools in the country. The Gwinnett School of Mathematics, Science, and Technology in Lawrenceville came in sixth overall. Also on the list are Walton and Marietta, Northview and Duluth, Lambert and Suwanee, Columbus High School, and the Davidson Magnet School in Augusta, as well as the Savannah Arts Academy. In sports, the Atlanta Braves fell to the San Diego Padres last night by a score of 4-3. The Braves and the Padres play again tonight at SunTrust Park. First pitch, 7:20. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.